Wednesday, November 22nd, 2006, Anaheim Ducks versus the Colorado Avalanche, regular season game number 22.
Volsky, quick passing for Stamkos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow up score to the roof. One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk through the crease. Score. Joe Sakic.
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right
Hello,
now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to AvsCast, episode number 34. Today, we took on the Anaheim Ducks, who swept us last year during the playoffs, and currently we lead the Western Conference and are tied with the Sabres for first in the NHL. Today, the Avs beat the Ducks 3-2 in the shootout, although for the entire first period and most of the second, the Avs held a 2-0 lead. The Avs have not lost a game that went to a shootout this entire season. That includes the preseason also. And every game that has been decided in overtime, the Avs have lost. That's why I was definitely hoping if we're going to have a tie at the end of regulation, we're going to the shootout. Anaheim was 2-4 before the shootout compared to the Avs 1-1-0. And Anaheim is now 2-5 compared to the Avs 2-0. When we return, we will have the first period under review.
This one's going out.
The first period was undoubtedly dominated by the Avs, who outshot the Anaheim Ducks 16-2. That is one of the worst performances, if not the worst performances, the Ducks have seen all year, especially considering they are number one in the Western Conference. I would honestly be shocked if any other team other than Phoenix or the Columbus Blue Jackets have gotten less shots in a period. The Avs, on the other hand, had as many goals as the Ducks had shots. The first of the Avs' two goals came from Tyler Arneson at about 8 minutes into the period. The second came from Brad Richardson, who got his fifth goal of the season, and I'm pretty sure his first at home, and that one was at 18 minutes into the period. When we return, we will have the second period under review. She said, don't even start. She said, love's like a drug and that this was chemistry. But with these chemicals, then how is this good for me? Her life gets better, she bred. Her man goes out of his head like birds of a feather, so we bled. The second period was even, well, at least shot-wise. The Anaheim Ducks outscored the Avs 2-0. With only 5 minutes left in the period, Timo Solani scored his 500th career goal to make the score 2-1. Just about a minute and a half later, Penner of the Ducks scored to make it a 2-2 game. The Ducks also had a goal called off, and it actually went back to Toronto to get reviewed, and it was determined that there was a distinct kicking motion, so the goal was called off. The Avs left the period tied 2-2 with the Ducks. When we return, we will have the third period under review. I played the morning rising. She played the setting sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. So what's the altitude? This section, just like the Minnesota podcast, will include the overtime period and the shootout. The third period was goal and shot-wise even. The Avs had an amazing chance, especially from Brad Richardson, who missed the net by about an inch. The main few chances for Anaheim came at the two-minute mark when, on the power play, Timo Solani almost scored his 501st career goal with a tap-in, but it just barely missed his stick. There was a 2-on-1 breakaway for Anaheim with about 7 seconds left, but it was broken up by Patrice Bergeron. The overtime period was very tense. The Avs performed amazingly during overtime. Marek Savatos almost got a breakaway on an intercepted pass, but Niederreiter broke it up. The Avs had a few more semi-breakaways, but they were broken up by the Ducks. At about 37 seconds, the Ducks had an amazing chance that was thankfully saved by Theodore. Onto the shootout, the first shooter for the Avs, Paul Stastny, did not score as the puck slipped off of his stick. And for the Ducks, Timo Solani had his wrist shot that Theodore thankfully got a hold of. the second shooter for the Avs, Marek Savatos, almost had a shot that bounced off the post. And Shannon for the Ducks also had an amazing steal. Well, Theodore had an amazing steal against Shannon. And the third shooter for the Avs, Super Joe, pulled the exact same move he pulled against the Minnesota goalie to give the Avs a 1-0 lead in the shootout. The Ducks' final shooter, Ryan Getzlaff, was stuffed by Theodore to give the Avs the win. The first star of the game was Brett McLean. The third star was Brett McLean. The second star was John Sebastian Jaguar. And the first star of the game with the game-winning goal was Joe Sakic. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Avscast Widget Version 1.1 is live and available for download on the Avscast site or on Apple Widget's site. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. If you want to get a review or an actual video of the entire game, a nice thing the NHL has done, assuming you have broadband internet, well, I guess you don't need it, but you'll have a much better experience if you do, is NHL on Google Video. It doesn't cost anything as of now, but I doubt it'll stay that way for very long. The site is video.google.com/nhl.html. If you didn't get that, you can just look in the artist or the album artwork and you'll see it there. And also, the NHL has signed a deal with YouTube, and the NHL is the first professional sports league to do that with YouTube, so that you should see those up there in a few days or weeks. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great Thanksgiving.
Now let's practice using your subconscious mind.